Hey, Liz.
Hey.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Awesome. Well, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for coming on today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Of course. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Just living the life.
Yeah,
with my coffee and
some foggy days here in New York.
I know. Seriously, it's been so rainy. I don't like it.
I know. And I think it's supposed to rain all week.
It is. I literally was talking to my roommate about this earlier and I was like, so sun is not in the forecast.
Oh, Lordy.
I'm dying.
Well, yeah. Welcome to the podcast. I'm so happy you're here. Let's go ahead and start with you just introducing yourself. Tell us who you are, what you do.
I'm Liz Kauser. I was a dance major in college. I've danced throughout my whole life. I live in New York City. I am a professional dancer in New York City. And I'm just working as a dancer. I went and actually got my personal training certification, and just have like a really huge love for fitness and health, and just, you know, think it's so important to move our bodies every single day. And yeah, that's just like a little short and sweet about me.
Perfect. So I want to start at the beginning of your fitness journey. How did you like get into fitness in the first place?
So, like I said, I started off dancing. I started off dancing when I was 5 years old and have danced, wasn't really into like fitness, I guess I would say. Like, yes, I was a dancer. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was like, you know, it was important to me to like be healthy and fit and all that stuff, but I wasn't really doing any other working out, I guess. Like, yeah. I didn't do sports also or anything like that, like soccer or anything. And so I was just really into dance. So when I got into college, I was a dance major in college. My professors really stressed how important it is to cross train as a dancer, which was kind of new to me because I hadn't really done that growing up. So we would have, you know, just full classes on like conditioning and that kind of stuff to go along with our dance class, you know, like dance class training. And Right. So that's really when I started to find like a new love for fitness and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I was, you know, I would go to the gym besides my dance classes and all that stuff. Then once I graduated, I moved to New York to pursue a professional dancing career. And here I was, you know, just to supplement, because here, you know, you're paying for all the open classes you go take in New York City. So I wasn't taking as many dance classes as I was used to taking in college. And then also right after I graduated school, I had shoulder surgery. So I was kind of coming into New York at like a disadvantage, I guess I would say, because I wasn't in my prime, like, physical condition. So I was like working out a lot and doing my exercises and going to the gym, doing the exercises my physical therapist was telling me to do. Mm-hmm. So I started going to the gym a lot more once I moved to New York to try and like get back to my dance, like physical shape. So
right,
that's kind of when I started. I was like, oh, I really like going to the gym. I was taking a lot of like boxing classes.
Oh, cool.
Cleared. Yeah. And I just was like, wow, I really, really like how my body's feeling. It's helping with dance. It's helping with everything like that. And so I decided to go and get my personal training certification. So that's kind of how all this, you know, fitness journey, I guess you could say, like started. And how I got into it.
Yeah, awesome. So you said that you've been dancing since you were five, right? When,
yes.
Like, at what point did you know you wanted to do that professionally?
Well, I guess I always said, like, you know, when you're little and people are like, oh, what do you want to be when you grow up? Whatever, like when you're younger, I
Yeah.
was like, I'm gonna be a professional dancer. And they were like, oh wow, like it wasn't like a serious thing. They're like, wow, that's super cool, and all of that. So I, like, ever since I was little, that's what I like, my dream was to be a professional dancer, but I didn't really, I guess, think that was actually an option until I really got into high school. Because when I was no dance child prodigy or anything like that, I was honestly not good. I was like super lanky and like didn't know what to do with my long limbs, and just I was looking a mess sometimes. So until I got into high school and I actually started to really, I had a dance teacher who really like saw something in me and pushed me, and that's when I really started to get a lot better as a dancer, like middle school going into high school. And so that's when I was like, wow, I think I could actually do this, like actually make dance my job. So that's when I decided to try and, make it my major. And also growing up, like I love dance. Dance was always the thing that I loved to do. And like in school, I never had any class or any subject that I was like, oh, this is so interesting. Like, I love this. So dance was just the one thing that was consistent. And I mean, I tried other things like swimming and soccer and
Right.
stuff like
We
that. And
all
it
went through
just,
like random phases
right. My
growing up,
mom
I
just put
feel.
me in whatever, to get me out. But I was like, I was doing dance throughout all of that too. And I was like, I really don't like this compared to dance. So that's kind of what happened. And I never had a subject that I was like, I want to learn more about this. It was just kind of like, yeah, I went to school, but then after I got to go to dance. So, yeah.
That's awesome. So you kind of touched on this before, but I want to dive into it a little bit more about how like fitness and dance intertwined in your life. Can you talk a little bit more about like how they paralleled?
Yeah, so like I said, so in college, that was really when I started to, I guess they paralleled, like you said, like they really started to go, I saw hand in hand. Because I realized like, oh, they required us, I mean, like when you're taking a dance class, you'll warm up and stuff at the beginning. And a lot of the stuff that we were doing to warm up was like almost exercising stuff, as well as stretching. And we had, as a freshman and sophomore at my college, you had basically like a fitness assessment. You had to be able to do like, I don't even know, like certain number of
In
push-ups.
the dance school?
Yeah, in the dance
Wow, I
program.
didn't know you guys did that.
So freshman and sophomore year, you had like a physical fitness assessment,
Very cool.
like at the end of each semester, I think. And so you had to be able to do X amount of push-ups. You had to be able to like do X amount of like calf raises, basically, and like just a bunch of other things. So like they did like a cardio section. You had to be able to like for stamina, you had to be able to get through and just stuff like that. So I was like, oh, I really need to be going to the gym. And like running or doing some type of, making sure I'm doing push-ups, because when I went into college, I could not do a push-up. Like literally, my upper body was so weak, and I wasn't like, it was so bad. I could not do one push-up going into college. So when they were like, hey, you're gonna need to be able to do, I can't even remember the number of like push-ups, and I was like, oh great, girl push-ups are like on your knees, and they were like, no,
No,
actual push-ups. I
full
was like, oh crap, like I need to go to the gym and like actually work on building muscle in certain areas and stuff that I didn't have before. So that's when I really started to like get into the gym and do weight training, because I didn't use weights before college. Like I really, it was just dance was my workout, and going to dance after school, that's what I did. So that's when they started to go hand in hand for me. And when I was going to the gym, I was like, oh wow, like this is actually really helping my dance too. Like I felt a difference when I was dancing. I could tell a difference in my stamina. I wasn't as like my legs or whatever wasn't as tired at the end of a piece and just stuff like that. And also in college, I grew up as a competition dancer. And the pieces we were doing, the dances were maybe max, 5 minutes. So, and in college, the pieces can be up to, I was in like a 30 minute
Oh
piece
my
one time.
God.
So it's like
That's
they can be,
amazing.
yeah, your stamina from 5 minutes to 30 minutes is like
Yeah.
not even comparable.
Right,
So,
and dance is just like so full on all the
right.
time.
And it's full body, like all of that. So I just really realized a difference in the way I felt when I was dancing, how I looked when I was dancing, when I actually started to get in the gym. And I was like, oh, wow, there really is a connection
Yeah, so
here.
when you started, where were you, I guess like getting information about your workouts? Like, were you following a program or I know like I started just by following people on Instagram, anything like that.
Yeah, so well, like I guess I kind of started, they would like getting ready for the physical fitness assessment through the dance program I was in. I was like, oh, I can't do a push-up. Like I really need to be working on my arm muscles. So I would go on Instagram, like you were saying, and look up or even Pinterest had some plans. Like you could look up toned arms and it'll give you a lot of body weight exercises to do. So I feel like I kind of started doing those at first, and then I went on Instagram, and that's when I saw oh, girls are using weights and they're in the what I thought to be the guys section of the gym and that kind of stuff. And I was like, oh, I could go down there, I could do that. And so I actually started following Callie Fuller. I think
Yeah,
that
I
was
love Callie.
yeah, so when she, I think she started at the end of college, like my
I
senior
don't know.
year.
I just started following her like, don't know, maybe like 6 months ago.
Oh my gosh, so I think I started following her at the end of my senior year of college. And or maybe it was when I first moved to New York. Either way, I was looking up exercises all on Instagram. I had been doing that basically throughout college. And then when I moved to New York, I think I found her on Instagram. And that's when I was like, whoa, her body is like perfection.
She's
And
gorgeous.
she's perfect. And I was like, wow. And she, all of her workouts she was posting were like weights and all this stuff. So I dabbled with weights, I guess you could say, in college, but I really didn't get into weight lifting, I guess you could say, until I graduated. And I
Yeah.
was one of her first clients, personal training
Oh
clients.
my God, that's awesome.
Yeah. And when she first started, I think now she does she has so many clients that they all kind of get the same plan every week, I'm pretty sure. But when she first started, she was making individual plans for individual clients. So I was one of those people.
Wow.
And so all of her workouts were in the gym. They're all gym workouts, all weightlifting. I was using weights every single day with her. So that's what I think honestly really got me into even more so weights and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
But
so
it
cool.
definitely started off on Instagram. Like everything that I feel like I learned was through Instagram and kind of opened my eyes to oh, that part of the gym isn't just for guys. I can go down there and lift weights. Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
not as scary. Cool. So when did you get certified?
I got certified actually in February before
Oh, great.
COVID hit. So, yeah, I studied for I think I took 10 months to study. I spread it out more. And yeah, co got my certification from NASM in February. COVID hit and I was like, what do I do now? Because I figured I would probably join a gym and personal train at a gym once I got my certification. But then COVID hit and all the gyms closed. And I was like, crap, I just paid all this money to get this certification. What do I do with it? So over COVID, when we were in quarantine, I was thinking a lot about, what I really do want to do with this certification, which led me to training online. I was like, wow, I actually my dance schedule can be all over the place. Sometimes I'm, I'm here or in New York, but sometimes I'm home, or sometimes I'm traveling to go to a dance show and or a dance film, and we're all meeting somewhere not in New York. So then I'd have to like pause my clients or whatever. And I got to really thinking about it, and I was like, what's most practical for me is online training. And I also was thinking about, well, I didn't go into a gym when Callie was training me. Like, I didn't want to go into a gym and have like a personal trainer there as like a set time. I wanted to make my own schedule when I would take her plans, because she would send them to me, basically like in a PDF, and I would like have all the information right there, but I could do them on my own time. So that's what I was like, I want to do online training. So that's kind of what led me to start like a fitness Instagram. And I'm actually launching my Liz Kauser Fitness website
On
business
November 1st,
on
right?
November 1st. Yeah, so
Oh,
in a
that's
week.
so
I'm so
exciting.
excited. Yeah, I'm
That's gonna
like
be awesome.
super
I
excited
love
about
seeing
it.
like all your previews and stuff. I'm like, oh, like your website looks so good. I'm
I
so
am
excited to
so
see all the plans and
excited. Thank
everything.
you. Yeah, I've been working really hard on it.
yeah, I know you've been on it for a long time. I'm
Yeah.
so excited though. It's like finally time to show everyone. So that's exciting.
Exactly. Yeah, finally.
So are your plans launching like when your website launches?
Yeah, so what's gonna be basically on my website is I have a couple plans that are like set for, I mean, you could buy like a total body one or whatever. Or like I have an arm specific or leg specific that you can just buy, and it's just like a set PDF. But then I also have like personal training options. So you're gonna be able to, if you want personal training from me, weekly or whatever, you can, I can either like, there's options to just have like a PDF sent to you with your exercises for the week, or there's always an option to Zoom. And I can actually train you online. So I'm seeing you do all the workouts, and everything like that. And of course there's, extra stuff included in the plans. But that's the basic of what I'm offering.
Yeah, that's awesome. So,
Yeah.
like, who do you think could benefit the most from all these?
You know, honestly, I think anyone, would be able to benefit from this. I was thinking about, my sister was like, oh, like who do you want to market this towards? She's a graphic designer and she's been helping me with my website. And she was like, like marketing, who do you want, this to be your audience? Which you hear all the time, like you got to find your audience, the people you want to market to, and blah, blah, blah. And I was thinking about it and I'm like, I just want to market to people. Like, I want anyone and everyone to feel like, I mean, fitness is important for human beings. So I feel like anyone and everyone should be able to go online, find something on my website that will help them, even if it's not, the pre-made plans. If it's personal training with me, there's no one that I don't feel like can benefit from going on and, buying a plan, hiring a personal trainer, online or in person, anywhere. So I hope that when they go on my website, people just feel like, oh, no matter who you are, I can benefit from this.
Yeah, 100%. I think that especially like I know like me when I was starting out especially like I would have loved to have something like that that was just more organized and like actually like from someone who knew what they were like really doing, you know what I mean?
Right, because also there's so many, like I do have a fitness Instagram. So I really love to like connect with people, post on that. But there's also so many of them, and I'm not going to be like, "Oh, it's oversaturated." Like I don't believe
Right,
that.
how
That's
many times do we hear that? But
literally
it
like
is, it's so overwhelming. Like there's just so much
is.
information that sometimes it's almost too much. Like you don't know where to start if you like truly are starting at the beginning.
Right. And so many people, I've noticed that have, because once I started my fitness Instagram, I really started to like dive deeper into that, like looking at, going deep into like really looking at people's Instagrams and that say they're fitness and health related and all that stuff. And I think that if like you want to start one, you totally should. But as a client, like if you're looking for guidance, you have to be very picky. And
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
because there's so much, because like you said, there's so much information, it can be coming from anywhere. And you could be getting information that is not, workouts that aren't safe because people aren't, they're not certified in personal training or stuff like that. And you're getting all this information that you think might be great, but really it's not best for what you're trying to do for your body. It's not, the safest way for you to be exercising. It's a lot of different things that if you're not really educated on the topic, can actually hurt you instead of help you in your, health and fitness journey.
And especially online, I've touched on this on before on this podcast, but it's like, oh my God, I can't believe I literally just lost my train of thought.
I hate when that happens.
I know, right? Like in the middle of your sentence. God, what was I just about to say?
We were talking about, Instagram. You touched on this before in your podcast.
Oh yes, especially on like Instagram, like Pinterest, like any kind of social media, you have to be so careful when like you're looking for workouts for yourself because everything is so buzzwordy. Like it's all about analytics, you know?
Yes. Oh my gosh. And
So,
it I get it because,
oh,
I
right, me too. Like very guilty of using the buzzwords.
Yeah, no, same. But then it's like, okay, if you don't know, if you're not like really into fit, you don't have a certification, you don't know the best, like you're just looking for guidance and you go on there and like all these buzzwords pop up and you're like, holy crap, there's so many options. And one person could be certified, one person might not be certified, one person's form could be absolute crap, and then the other person's is right, but they're like the person who isn't certified, whose form is awful. Their aesthetic is cuter, so you click on theirs, and then you're getting workouts that aren't really great for you. So it's so hard to like sift through and really see what's going to be the best for
Yeah, I
you.
totally agree. And it's
It's just
super
throughout
overwhelming
doing research
sometimes.
because there's no easy way to be like, oh, this person is definitely who I need. They, have the right amount of knowledge and, to be telling me what to do. You'd really have to like look into it to really figure out if the person and like trial and error. You might need to have a session with one person or, try one person's plan or, whatever to see if they're right for you. I mean, not everybody's going to be the perfect personal trainer for you.
Right, and everyone has such a different style and niche and all those things. So yeah, definitely
Totally.
trial and error is a huge one.
Yeah, absolutely. But I do some people I've been watching because I'm launching my website, a lot of people I've seen online have been like, "Oh, that are personal trainers in like a gym." Are like, "Oh, like, if you just buy a plan, it's like not good because they can't see your form, they can't correct you," which I totally get. But starting out, like when I was one of Callie's clients, I didn't feel comfortable going into the gym, asking, getting a personal trainer who I didn't know to tell me what to do, to be analyzing me, to, I just didn't feel comfortable doing that. So this online personal training, I mean, ended up being the best way for me to take my health and fitness to the next level because I didn't have someone staring at me analyzing everything that I was doing. Because if I think that if I really like went in and had a personal trainer in person and I didn't really know what I was doing and I didn't know that like, oh, not every personal trainer is the same and you're not going to vibe with everyone, and I got someone that I didn't like who made me feel weird, I wouldn't have gone back and I wouldn't have decided that this was something that I was super interested in.
Yeah, I mean that happened to me like my first time stepping into a gym in Raleigh. I like just got paired up with a random personal trainer just to do that, like you know that you how you can do like a complimentary session when you join. Yeah, I did that and it was like a horrible experience.
Oh,
Like
geez.
I felt like she was like kind of like making fun of me the whole time. Like it was bad. It was really bad. And then I didn't want to go back to the gym.
Yeah. And then you have a gym and then that happens. You literally, because of that one personal training experience, you don't want to go back to the gym.
Yeah. I remember like walking into the gym. It took me like a month to go back. And then like when I would walk into the gym, I would like see her and like hide, like run to the treadmill.
The treadmill is like my safe space.
Yeah, me too. No one's but yeah, so I totally get that. I there's like a wide range of trainers and I don't think that trainers recognize how much weight like what they say has on people, you know, like I mean, because if I was going to like a financial specialist, you know, or just like something, any kind of like specialist, and just talk to them about like my personal goals and what I wanted and they were kind of like rude to me or whatever, you know, like I wouldn't go back. Yeah. And then I feel self-conscious. So I don't think that sometimes people who do something so professionally realize like how much impact they really have on people's lives, right? Sometimes,
especially in the fitness and like health industry, because you're going to a personal trainer normally because you're not happy. You don't feel good about yourself, you're not happy with the way your body looks or something like that. So it's like a really like you almost feel super exposed and it's a very
Really vulnerable situation.
Yeah. And so if you don't have the right person, and that doesn't mean that every you go in and every first experience can be awful. Like you
Like with that girl too, I'm sure that she had clients who like loved that she was like harsh and like really, you know, like it's just different people match different people. Right. And she wasn't the trainer for me.
Yeah. And that's totally fine. And I mean, it's just a very, like you said, vulnerable thing that you're going to seek help for. So it's almost like you have to be you're like a therapist, psychologist, trainer. Like you have to, you know, you have to be like an understanding person, I think, to be an effective trainer. But then also like not everyone's gonna want to be like as you know, you can't talk as sensitively, I don't know if that's a word, to somebody who doesn't need that. Like some people need you to be hard on them and ride them, but you have to gauge the situation.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I just interviewed my old manager yesterday and we kind of talked about this for like the key to personal training is personal. And, you know, like some people just want to show up and they just want to do the workout and like not talk about life. And then I have other clients who come in and like, we kind of work out, but honestly, like they just need to like talk and move at the same time and like just let off some steam, you know, like cause some people have just really stressful jobs or life situations and they just need an outlet.
Yeah. And that's so true, actually, that you say that. My boyfriend is in law school right now.
Oh, cool.
And he goes to the gym he does like to go to the gym and work on, you know, whatever, fitness, health, blah, blah, blah. But he really goes to get a break from sitting, thinking about law, reading at his computer and at his desk and being inside. Like he does it as an outlet.
Yeah.
100%. And I think so many people do that and it's so beneficial. Like, I mean, you even see people on Instagram always talking about, I was feeling really tired and then I got up and I moved and now I feel, you know, I feel focused again. I feel ready to like get back to my job and like continue to work. And it's so important. It's an outlet. Not everyone wants to be screamed at.
Sorry, so much is happening. Grant just got home, so I'm switching rooms.
The pup. Your dog is
I know.
So cute.
Did you hear her bark?
Yes, she's so cute.
She's so good, but also just like gets in these moods where she'll just like run around the apartment. And like our apartment, it's a New York apartment, you know, like it's not big.
Not a mansion.
And she will just like sprint from one end to the other.
Oh my gosh. She's so cute. Harley,
go with Graya.
What kind of dog is she?
She's a beagle cattle dog mix.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, Graham. Can you call her? There she goes. Okay, perfect. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine. I think I was rambling anyway, so I'm really not even sure what I was talking about. I'm sure.
Awesome.
It was coming to an end anyway.
Perfect. So we live in New York, which is a very hectic city to live in sometimes, and especially how you're saying, like, you run from like rehearsal to shows and just so much going on. Oh, so yeah. How do you stay healthy and fit while living in such a hectic world?
Oh Lord, that's a question. I take food. I pack food, and literally, like, so if I'm when I get, I guess I should start from the beginning. My morning, when I get up, I put on my workout clothes. One, because I'm either going to a dance class and that's what I have to wear, or I'm like, I have to go to work. Like, I babysit too. So I'm like, maybe I'm going to babysit. And then because I have my fitness clothes on, I'm going to go right to the gym or go on a run after that. Right. So I always have like, and I always have extra clothes too, like fitness clothes in my bag. And just like, I'm always prepared to work out again. and then also I always bring, I pack healthy snacks, healthy food, because it's so easy. I think when you're busy in New York, and even especially anywhere else, because I feel like New York has a lot of quick, healthy restaurants.
Yeah, very true.
But a lot of places, don't. But I still feel like it's easier and healthier and cost effective for me to like pack my lunch, pack my dinner, you know, pack snacks that are healthy. I always have water on me all the time, and just like little things like that, I feel like when I'm busy, really help to keep me healthy and my energy up, and all like mentally all right and all so, because if I'm not like, I feel like I'm the type of person that's like overly prepared. So if I'm not prepared for, you know, working out or eating healthy or whatever, I'm like, I get super stressed. And in a city like New York, you're already kind of stressed. So right. Any extra stress is just, if you can avoid it, do it.
Awesome. So I'm on to like my last few questions here. And this is where I like to kind of just like talk about like your favorite things and then any advice that you have for people. So I want to start off with, what is your favorite form of exercise?
Oh, geez. Well, I would say, I mean, an obvious one for me is dance. I mean, ever since I was little, that's how I would move my body. I tried swimming, like I said, tried soccer, didn't really understand what was going on in either sports. So I was like, you know, not for me. Dance was always the way I moved my body. And I think it's also fun to just have, I felt like I was having fun while also exercising. Yeah. So that, I guess, would be my number one. But besides, I mean, that's my profession. So besides that, I love boxing. So I, when before COVID really hit, I was going to Rumble.
All
the time. Like, yeah.
I've never been.
Oh my gosh.
I need to go.
You would love it. Just when you walk in, the vibe there, because to me, like, even though I am really into health and fitness, it can still be kind of, I don't know. I get nervous going into a new gym, or like, I don't know where the lockers are. I don't, you know.
Oh, me too. Yeah. I just hate like new situations.
Right. Yeah. So I'm like, I love my routine. So like anytime I'm going into a new place, I'm like, I get a little nervous. But the vibe, like I've been to multiple locations of Rumble, and everyone is just so nice. I don't know. Everyone, when I walk in, they're like, hi, how are you? Like, I feel like they really actually care when they're asking me how I am. like, I don't feel weird asking where anything is. Everyone's just been, every location is so helpful, so nice. And then the classes are amazing. Like, I just love boxing. I feel like it, I just take my, whatever I'm feeling out on the bag, but then also, they switch and they do, you know, they have like a, you're going to be like at the bag for part of the class. And then part of the class, you have like a bench and you're lifting weights and you're doing other types of movement besides just boxing.
Is it like, have you done Orange Theory?
I haven't.
Okay.
But I think it's kind of like that.
Like, is it like half the class boxes and then half the class does that and then you switch?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of like set up like that. And I know Barry's, I've done Barry's. Barry's is kind of,
I haven't done that one either.
Barry's is good. I, Story time really quick. I was at Barry's and they have treadmills there. So like half the class is doing the tread, half the class is on the floor, and then you switch like the same format. But so I was running and I've been getting back into running, but I'm not a skilled runner.
Right. I'm
And
not either.
if you know me, you know that like I have very long limbs. I'm tall, I'm little, don't know what to do with my hands a lot of the time. I'm a little awkward. And I'm running on the treadmill in a class, like we're pumping up the speed, I'm going, and my foot slips from under
Oh
me when I'm running. I literally, and this treadmill's going so fast, I grab onto the sides so I don't fall literally on my face on this treadmill. I'm on the sides holding
my
on, and my
God.
feet are like trailing behind me, and I can't, the treadmill's going so fast, I cannot like get back up to like
Oh
It was so embarrassing. I haven't been back since. I literally,
God.
but I liked the class, but the girl beside me is like getting it on the treadmill. She looks over and she's like, "Oh my God, are you okay?" But she's like running, and it was so embarrassing.
Oh my God, how did you stop it?
I eventually, like after like a couple, like I felt like 2 minutes, but it was probably like 5 seconds of my feet
Right.
trailing behind me. I got my feet up to like on the sides of the treadmill and
Yeah.
stood up while it's still going. And I
Oh
was
my
like,
God.
and I turned the speed way down. I was like, I'm just gonna jog right now
This
because I just
is a
cannot.
safe
I've
speed.
almost fallen face planted off the treadmill. And so I
That is
just,
one of my biggest fears.
it was awful.
Just 'cause then you like fly back.
Literally, I was like, oh my gosh, this is, I was telling, and I was not even there with a friend. I was there alone.
Oh
And I
my
was telling like my after I was telling all my friends about it, and they were like, of course, like that is something that would
God.
100% happen to
Happened
you. Oh
to
God, yeah. But no, I actually boxing, getting back to your actual question, boxing was my favorite. I could totally mess up there at Rumble and feel like totally fine. And I also love, I found, do you know Callie, I don't even know her last name, but her Instagram is Killa Cal. And she used to work at Rumble, and now
No.
she like, if you just inspo, you need fitness inspiration, look her up. She's amazing.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, but anyway, Rumble is my boxing. It's definitely one of my favorites.
How did you like start boxing? Like, what was the, I guess, first experience there?
I don't even know. Oh, I think that I actually started following Callie, Killa Cal. Is as she is on Instagram. I saw her like when I was going through and trying to find, inspirational fitness pages when I was first starting out, when I moved to New York, really getting into fitness. I found her Instagram and she worked at Rumble at the time. And I was like, oh wow, she looks so badass. Like she is like, she was, and I related to her because she used to dance.
Oh, cool.
She
That's
went to
nice.
like a dance school in New York and then got really into fitness. And I was like, she's long, lanky, like me. And I was like, oh my God, yes. And she looks like such a badass. She seems so awesome. And I was like, I want to be her. And she works at Rumble, so I should try Rumble. So I went, and I was like, oh wow, I love boxing. So that's kind of how I got into it, literally because I saw her Instagram.
That's awesome. That's
Yeah.
great. Social media does
Yeah, it's
that.
yeah. The things I've tried because of social media is a it's a lot.
Grant and I have this like ongoing joke because we get like the Instagram ads, they just like they get me
They
far
do.
too often. I've ordered way too much stuff
Yeah.
from Instagram.
Me too. Like I'll see one thing and be like, wow, I need that. It's amazing.
Me too. Oh, I could not read my handwriting for a second. Okay, we're good. What advice would you have for someone who wanted to become a personal trainer?
I would say, oh, this is kind of hard. I would say try, really make sure it's something that you want to do and that you're interested in because it's not cheap to get your certification. Yeah, it's not cheap. Like I did my certification through NASM, which you did too, right? Yeah,
Exactly.
so
And
it's
I did like
not
the
as
self-study one, like the cheapest one you
right.
can do, and it's still expensive.
Right. And I think I did the one like right above that because I'm like really not a school person and I I remember we had English together and I was like, you're definitely like, you're like more of a school person than me. And I was like, you told me that you did the self-study. And I was like, I need more help than that. So I did the one above that and it just is not cheap. And so I, to do all of that, to become a personal trainer and then be like, I don't really like this, is like kind of a waste. So just make sure it's something that you want to do. I was really into fitness and I also knew that I liked, you know, because I grew up doing dance, I teach dance as well. And I knew that I liked to teach and help people and that kind of thing. So it kind of just put my love of fitness and my love of, you know, teaching and helping people together into one. But I mean, make sure you're into fitness. It's a lifelong thing for you because, I mean, that's one tip. Another tip would be to get certified through a really good company. Like I really like NASM. I get emails from them all the time about like, oh, this is, you know, we have this opportunity and people, all
Yeah,
our
they're a
trainers are
great
doing
company.
this. Yeah, they're really, really great. And I feel like I actually gained a lot of knowledge. I know that there are some companies you can go through for certification that you don't really get, like, yeah, you pass the test and you're certified, but you don't really get a full understanding of everything. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
Yeah,
totally. I think
so
NASM does a really good job of like covering a lot.
yes, like I feel like I, and that's why I feel like my website can is for everybody because I n have the knowledge to actually train everyone.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and I feel like through a lot of other places that I've seen that I was researching, like what company I did want to get my certification through, they might not have had that as well. So just really do your research. I would even say one tip would be like before you decide to get your certification, try and train someone close to you, like your roommate, your mom, your dad, someone in your family, to make sure, like as a trial run, to see, like give them workouts just to see if it's something that you like to do. If you like to make plans, if you like to, you know, do that kind of stuff because you don't want to waste the money, I guess, too. Become a trainer
Yeah,
and
I
then
never trained anyone and then I remember like training my first person at work and I was like, oh, this is like a lot to focus
it's a
on all at
lot.
once.
Yes, I never understood why I would see personal trainers on Instagram and they'd be like, I'm only taking like X amount of clients, and I was like, that's weird, like shouldn't you take as many clients as like humanly possible? And then I was like, wow, it's actually a lot
Right.
of, to do it
It's so
right is a
much
lot
like
of work.
behind the scenes
Yes.
stuff.
So you really need to do it, but yeah, I guess that's a tip.
And then my last question is, what advice do you have for somebody who wants to start a fitness journey?
Oh, I would say this is so just basic, but just do it. Like do the research, figure out what works for you. It's gonna be a lot of trial and error. Just because that's how it is. Like something that works for me might not work for you. And you can't go by what someone is saying on Instagram. And you're like, oh, they look great. They're doing this. Must be great for everybody because it's not the case. But you literally just have to start. Like do one step at a time. Start by, it's, you know, I see a lot of people that say they're gonna get, you know, on their fitness journey and they're going to start, and that's so great. But it's one step at a time because you can't just all of a sudden change your whole lifestyle on a Monday because you've bought all the groceries and now you're ready to start. Like it's going to take time. You're going to, you know, in your mind, what you consider mess up, you're going to mess up. You're gonna not work out every day, as many times as you want 1 week because life gets in the way, or you might, you know, you can't just take it one step at a time and just start somewhere. Even if it's just, oh, I'm gonna change what I eat for breakfast every day. I'm gonna change what I put in my coffee this week, and the next week I'm gonna, you know, start going to the gym 1 day more a week or whatever. Just start and just take it one day at a time, one step at a time.
Yeah, I love that because it really is such a domino effect. If you just start with one thing, it'll lead to like your next habit and your next one and your next one.
Because, and it's so funny, I have a joke in my family where my mom starts a diet and starts her lifestyle every single Monday. Every Monday. She's like, I'm gonna start on Monday. And then it gets to Thursday and she's like, ah, it's almost the weekend. This is getting really hard because she tries to do too much at one
All
time.
at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not sustainable. It's not gonna help you actually have long-term results. And you know, I tell her these things, but she doesn't listen to me. So, but that's the advice I would give her and anybody else.
Awesome. Well, Liz, thank you so much for coming on the show and taking time out of your day. I really appreciate you popping on here. Why don't you shout out your Instagram so people can give you a follow?
Okay, yeah, so my Instagram is Liz Couser Fitness, LizCouser, and then fitness. On Instagram, I will be launching my website, just the exact same thing, LizCouserFitness.com on November 1st. So I don't know when this is going to be up, but if it is after
Oh, I
November
think
1st.
November 2nd.
Ooh,
Yeah, somewhere around there
yes.
is when this will be out. Yeah,
Okay,
next
well
week.
then go check it out on Monday. My website would have just launched. I'm trying to get into TikTok, kind
I'm
of.
like just now getting into TikTok and I'm like, man, I
Yeah.
really should have done this a few months
I know it's
ago.
kind of fun, but then I also don't know how to work everything, so I'm trying to figure it out, but it's the exact same thing. It's just
You
Liz
know,
Couser Fitness.
I edit it all on Final Cut Pro and then just upload it.
Oh,
Because
that's
TikTok's, yeah, do
smart.
that. Because it's, because you, yeah, because you do YouTube too. Oh, shout out your YouTube channel.
Well, okay. The YouTube
Oh.
channel is very up and down. I was doing
Mine
it for a
too. It's hard.
while. I was doing it for a while and then I kind of stopped, but I do use Final Cut Pro because I am a U Natalie Barbu's assistant. She's a YouTuber, so I'm on Final Cut Pro all the time. So it would actually make sense for me to just use my Final Cut Pro to do my TikToks. That'd be
Yeah,
so
it's
much
so much
easier.
faster on there, and you like know the software.
Oh my
Oh,
God,
you're so
yeah, I'm gonna
much
start doing that. So I have a
of
TikTok, but mostly my Instagram and then my
fun.
website.
Awesome. Perfect. Well, thanks again for coming on the
Thank you for
show.
having me. It was so
Of
fun.
course. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss one. And I'll talk to you guys next week.